Light on the Path by Mabel Collins. Light on the Path, a treatise written for the personal use of those who are ignorant of the Eastern wisdom and who desire to enter within its influence. Written down by M.C. with notes by the author. Published by Theosophical University Press, Pasadena, California. Copyright 1976. Section 1. These rules are written for all disciples. Attend you to them. Before the eyes can see, they must be incapable of tears. Before the ear can hear, it must have lost its sensitiveness. Before the voice can speak in the presence of the masters, it must have lost the power to wound. Before the soul can stand in the presence of the masters, its feet must be washed in the blood of the heart. 1. Kill out ambition. 2. Kill out desire of life. 3. Kill out desire of comfort. 4. Work as those work who are ambitious. Respect life as those do who desire it. Be happy as those are who live for happiness. Seek in the heart the source of evil and expunge it. It lives fruitfully in the heart of the devoted disciple as well as in the heart of the man of desire. Only the strong can kill it out. The weak must wait for its growth, its fruition, its death. And it is a plant that lives and increases throughout the ages. It flowers when the man has accumulated unto himself innumerable existences. He who will enter upon the path of power must tear this thing out of his heart. And then the heart will bleed, and the whole life of the man seem to be utterly dissolved. This ordeal must be endured. It may come at the first step of the perilous ladder that leads to the path of life. It may not come until the last. But, O disciple, remember that it has to be endured, and fasten the energies of your soul upon the task. Live neither in the present nor the future, but in the eternal. This giant weed cannot flower there. This blot upon existence is wiped out by the very atmosphere of eternal thought. 5. Kill out all sense of separateness. 6. Kill out desire for sensation. 7. Kill out the hunger for growth. 8. Yet stand alone and isolated, because nothing that is embodied, nothing that is conscious of separation, nothing that is out of the eternal can aid you. Learn from sensation and observe it, because only so can you commence the science of self-knowledge and plant your foot on the first step of the ladder. Grow as the flower grows, unconsciously, but eagerly anxious to open its soul to the air. So must you press forward to open your soul to the eternal. But it must be the eternal that draws forth your strength and beauty, not desire of growth. For in the one case you develop in the luxuriance of purity, in the other you harden by the forcible passion for personal stature. 9. Desire only that which is within you. 10. Desire only that which is beyond you. 11. Desire only that which is unattainable. 12. For within you is the light of the world, the only light that can be shed upon the path. If you are unable to perceive it within you, it is useless to look for it elsewhere. It is beyond you, because when you reach it, you have lost yourself. It is unattainable, because it forever recedes. You will enter the light, but you will never touch the flame. 13. Desire power ardently. 14. Desire peace fervently. 15. Desire possessions above all. 16. But those possessions must belong to the pure soul only, and be possessed therefore by all pure souls equally, and thus be the especial property of the whole only when united. Hunger for such possessions as can be held by the pure soul, that you may accumulate wealth for that united spirit of life which is your only true self. The peace you shall desire is that sacred peace which nothing can disturb, and in which the soul grows, as does the holy flower upon the still lagoons. And that power which the disciple shall covet is that which shall make him appear as nothing in the eyes of men. 17. Seek out the way. 18. Seek the way by retreating within. 19. Seek the way by advancing boldly without. 20. Seek it not by any one road. To each temperament there is one road which seems most desirable. But the way is not found by devotion alone, by religious contemplation alone, by ardent progress, by self-sacrificing labor, by studious observation of life. None alone can take the disciple more than one step onward. All steps are necessary to make up the ladder. The vices of men become steps in the ladder, one by one, as they are surmounted. The virtues of man are steps indeed necessary, not by any means to be dispensed with. Yet, though they create a fair atmosphere and a happy future, they are useless if they stand alone. The whole nature of man must be used wisely by the one who desires to enter the way. Each man is to himself absolutely the way, the truth, and the life. But he is only so when he grasps his whole individuality firmly, and by the force of his awakened spiritual will recognizes this individuality as not himself, but that thing which he has with pain created for his own use, and by means of which he purposes. As his growth slowly develops his intelligence to reach to the life beyond individuality. When he knows that for this, his wonderful, complex, separated life exists, then indeed, and only then, is he upon the way. Seek it by plunging into the mysterious and glorious depths of your own inmost being. Seek it by testing all experience, by utilizing the senses in order to understand the growth and meaning of individuality and the beauty and obscurity of those other divine fragments which are struggling side by side with you and form the race to which you belong. Seek it by study of the laws of being, the laws of nature, the laws of the supernatural, and seek it by making the profound obeisance of the soul to that dim star that burns within. Steadily as you watch and worship, its light will grow stronger. Then you may know you have found the beginning of the way, and when you have found the end, its light will suddenly become the infinite light. 21. Look for the flower to bloom in the silence that follows the storm, not till then. It shall grow, it will shoot up, it will make branches and leaves and form buds, while the storm continues, while the battle lasts. But not till the whole personality of the man is dissolved and melted, not until it is held by the divine fragment which has created it, as mere subject for grave experiment and experience. Not until the whole nature has yielded and become subject unto its higher self can the bloom open. Then there will come a calm such as comes in a tropical country after a heavy rain, when nature works so swiftly that one may see her action. Such a calm will come to the harassed spirit, and in the deep silence the mysterious event will occur that will prove that the way has been found. Call it by what name you will, it is a voice that speaks where there is none to speak. It is a messenger that comes, a messenger without form or substance, or it is a flower of the soul that has opened. It cannot be described by any metaphor, but it can be felt after, looked for, and desired even amid the raging of the storm. The silence may last for a moment of time, or it may last 1,000 years, but it will end. Yet you will carry its strength with you, Again and again the battle must be fought and won. It is only for an interval that nature can be still. These written above are the first of the rules which are written on the walls of the Hall of Learning. Those that ask shall have. Those that desire to read shall read. Those who desire to learn shall learn. Peace be with you.